A Catholic priest has said that if Catholics advocate or promote abortion, it may impact on the appropriateness of that priest celebrating their marriage or indeed the wedding taking place in a Catholic church at all. Father Damien Quigley wrote to a couple saying the following: "Just a heads up that as the priest you've asked to celebrate your wedding for you, you and I would need to have a conversation about any promotion you may do to advocate for abortion in Ireland. Such promotion or advocacy would impact on the appropriateness of me celebrating your wedding or possibly the wedding taking place in a Catholic church. I'm sure we can have a good chat over a coffee sometime." So Father Damien Quigley offering coffee to a couple who he has said, after they asked him to marry them, that their support or advocacy, the promotion or advocacy to be precise, for abortion in Ireland means that it impacts on what he feels is the appropriateness of him celebrating the wedding or indeed him allowing the wedding to take place in a Catholic church. Now, the Nolan Show spoke to Father Quigley earlier on this morning, about an hour ago. He confirmed that he wrote this. He said it was a private message. He's refusing to comment beyond his brief statement. I put it to Father Quigley that it may have been private, but it's not private anymore. And what is his policy in this? He refused to be drawn on it. He did send this through a short statement. I'll read it to you. He says, "From the outset, I wish to advise you that it would not be appropriate for me to discuss details of my pastoral support to any specific individual or couple in their preparation for the sacrament of marriage." Father Quigley goes on, "However, please be advised that I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament." Now, as I look at that statement, keywords, please be advised that I have never refused. Would he in the future, given the context of what he has said to this couple in the statement, and Father Quigley refusing to be drawn on it? Some of you may think this morning that it is right that a priest takes this stance. And some of you may think, hold on a moment, what about free speech? What about you being able to vote and support policies as you feel fit? And does that now mean that some priests in Northern Ireland will refuse to preside over your wedding? Does it mean that the Catholic Church will refuse you to have a wedding in a Catholic church? Now, we've contacted the diocese already this morning. We're waiting for a statement from the diocese where Father Damien Quigley is. Let's speak to Kitty Holland, the social affairs correspondent for the Irish Times. What do you make of this, Kitty?
Well, I mean, I can see that it's incredible. I mean, my first reaction when I heard it was that it was absolutely outrageous and an awful thing to say to someone who clearly wants to have a Catholic church wedding. This is someone who's not going off to have an atheist wedding in a hotel somewhere. They actually want to have the sacrament in a church, and an extremely hurtful and painful thing to say to someone. On the other hand, from the church's point of view, I feel the church is going through something of a trauma at the moment with what's happening in Irish society.
I'm going to interrupt you, Kitty, just for accuracy this morning. In fact, the statement from the Diocese of Armagh has just dropped within the last few seconds to the Nolan Show. And they're saying the diocese has nothing further to add on Father Damien's statement. So here we have now a situation where a priest in Northern Ireland is clearly saying that there is now a doubt over whether he will preside at someone's wedding and indeed whether a wedding can take place in a Catholic church at all, and the diocese refusing to either deny or confirm that. Nothing further to add. So for those Catholics who have publicly advocated the repeal, what situation are they in now if they want to get married?
Well, it's a really difficult one, I think, for the church, because we're hearing conflicting voices. But, you know, yesterday the bishop fell thin here in the south. Bishop Kevin Doran said that anyone who voted yes should consider now presenting themselves a confession to confess their sin. And then Father Brian Darcy spoke after him and said that he feels that if someone is at peace in their conscience and they feel that they've acted in a Christian way, in an inclusive and compassionate way towards women, that they, you know, he wouldn't have feel that they have committed a sin. I think the church is going through something of a trauma at the moment in Irish society, and I wouldn't put it any less than that. I mean, their authority has collapsed, and it's something that a lot of members of the clergy probably just have not come to terms with. To speak to a member of the church like that to say we will not give you the sacrament because of something that you've done in your own time is incredibly insensitive, painful, awful thing to say to someone, and I think an awful lot of people would say was a very unchristian thing to say. On the other hand, I can see that it's a point of view within the church that, you know, if you are going to really adhere to the dogma and the teaching of the Catholic Church without brooking any kind of variance of that view, then that would be seen as a reasonable point of view. If you're advocating for abortion, that is something that it would be an absolute mortal sin in Catholic teaching. And, you know, how can you expect to come in and then have a wedding in the Catholic Church? I can see that point of view. But I think the church is going to have to really have a conversation with itself. I don't know if there's a mechanism for that within the Catholic Church, that the hierarchy is going to have to look at what its policies are, how it's going to accommodate itself to the new reality where people are thinking for themselves. You know, it's a reality now where people are not under the cosh of dogma anymore. They're, you know, people, there's much more thinking. There are people who have declared themselves to be very much in favour of the repeal of the Eighth Amendment down here in the south and saying that this is going to make for a beautiful Christian future for Ireland, and that we were coming out of a very dark phase.
Well, I think the church
has to accommodate itself to that.
Yeah, and one of the points that some people might make is that lots of people voted yes for choice for others, not pro-abortion, but pro-choice. That's what people might say. And here we now have this and you know, this story's breaking within the last few minutes. There will be a lot of conversation about this. There is now doubt. There's got to be doubt. There is now doubt in Northern Ireland about whether those people who have publicly voted for repeal, whether the Catholic Church will marry them in a Catholic church now. Like that is the significance of this. Father Damien Quigley.
Oh, huge. Yeah.
Father Damien Quigley.
Let me
just read again exactly what he has said to this person. Just a heads up that as the priest you've asked to celebrate your wedding for you, you and I would need to have a conversation about any promotion you may do to advocate for abortion in Ireland. Such promotion or advocacy would impact on the appropriateness of me celebrating your wedding or possibly the wedding taking place in a Catholic church. I'm sure we can have a good chat over a coffee sometime soon. Now, you know, he's clear there. It may actually impact on a Catholic being able to have their wedding in a Catholic church at all.
Yeah, and I mean, and that is his view, and that is his thinking. And strictly speaking, that is the view of the Catholic Church. And you know, that's the reality that we're, you know, everyone should.
Are they going to enforce it? Is this going to be a policy?
Well, I suppose it'll come down parish to parish, and it will depend on the priest. You know, whether you get Bishop Kevin Doran or that priest as your celebrant, or whether you look for someone like Brian Darcy. And you know, some people would say the church is shooting itself in the foot, alienating people, and you know, showing itself to be cruel and uncompassionate. And then other people will say, well, that's why should there be any surprise that the church is doing exactly what it says on the tin, which is that women should not have bodily autonomy once they are pregnant, that that their life is no more important than the unborn, and anyone who advocates for anything different is absolutely, you know, in contravention of church teaching. And, you know, society is changing, but the church isn't. And can the church change? I mean, of course it can. It can, you know, have councils and discuss its policy and its thinking, and the Pope can send out encyclicals telling the world that its thinking has changed. But This is a conversation, I think, for the Catholic Church to have with itself, and then for members of the Church to think about, you know, what kind of church they want to be members of. It's a very fluid moment, a fluid situation, I think, for the Church, a very slowly flowing fluid moment. But it's a difficult one, and it's a difficult one for the Church. The Church has lost its grip. That's what it's having to come to terms with.
It's a very interesting story because this could affect a lot of people. For example, lots of politicians in Northern Ireland who are Catholic who have campaigned for yes. Does that mean? Yeah. That they will not be able to marry in the Catholic Church? This is a fundamental question now. John in Belfast. Morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen. See, there's only one word I think that would describe this thing, and that is blackmail. You know.
Well, now Father Quigley has made it clear, and let me just read his statement one more time. From the outset, I wish to advise it would not be appropriate for me to discuss details of my pastoral support to any specific individual or couple in their preparation for the sacrament of marriage. However, please be advised that I have never refused to prepare any person or couple for the sacrament. When I asked him, would he in the future refuse, he refused to comment.
Well, I think that leaves it open then, doesn't it, that he will refuse. You know, the Catholic Church at one stage, in my belief anyway, were the shadow government down south, and they controlled the Catholic population up north. Thankfully, that I put in their box, and that's one of the good things that Edna Kenny done. He put them back into their box. So he did. Now, let me give you a prime example of priests interfering in people's love.
No, let's talk about this story. What impact does it have? How would you describe your reaction?
Well, as I just said, I'm disgusted with his reaction. Who does this man think he is that he could tell someone whether he's going to marry him or not? The Catholic Church are losing people at the moment. I think this statement is basically going to speed that process up. He's got absolutely no right whatsoever to blackmail. It is blackmail. There's no other word.
Well, you're using the word. Why are you using the word blackmail? You know, blackmail is it?
Because he's telling these people that if you choose to have an abortion, I'm not going to marry you. That's basically the.
Well, it's more than that. It's not just if you have an abortion. If you advocate it, in other words, if you support it, if you advocate abortion, you may not be allowed to have a wedding in a Catholic church.
Well, Dirk, well, then he's joined the thought police then, hasn't he? He's telling you how you should think and how you should behave.
To be clear, and the Diocese of Armagh are not distancing themselves from this. They are not saying this is a personal statement. They're saying they have nothing further to add to Father Damien's statement. So this is not if you've had an abortion. If you're a Catholic, even if you're advocating an abortion, you may not now be able to have a wedding in a Catholic church.
Well, I don't think that's a really big deal anyway, is it really? Whether you get it in the Catholic church or you get it in the city hall. So long as you love each other and you have a piece of paper, that's all you need. Doesn't matter where it comes from.
Mark in Newton Abbey. Morning, Mark. You'd like to speak to Kitty. Go ahead.
Stephen, how you doing? Morning, Kitty. Kitty, you said there about the hierarchy, you have to change their ways and what they're doing. You can't change 2,000 years of what our Lord said when he was on the earth. People want to change the Bible to suit themselves. You cannot do that. You know, I don't understand where people
and that's a point of view, and I suppose I'm not saying they have
that's
to do. I don't mind what they do. I'm not saying
that's
I'm not saying what
Kitty,
they have to do. I'm saying it would appear to me that they're. Well, I don't mind what they do, to be honest, because it won't affect
Kitty,
me.
Put it this way.
But I'm just thinking of them.
People are suiting themselves and changing the book to suit themselves. You cannot change. You know, if people love each other. I don't care who loves each other and what they do with each other in their lives, but you cannot marry in the eyes of God anyhow. And another thing, I want to go back to the abortion thing here. They're celebrating bringing in the abortion. I don't understand these girls celebrating. They keep on saying it's for girls' health. It's nothing to do with their health. They're pregnant. They're not sick. They're having the baby. And it's just an excuse for any girl or any guy that run out on a Saturday the weekend and want to get in the baby each other next minute they're pregnant and they want to get rid of the baby. It's just a feeble excuse. And I know the chemists in our country, every weekend, they're flat out giving out the morning after pill. What does that say about young people now? Not even young people.
What does it say, Mark, about the Catholic Church that there is now, you know, this is a public story. Father Quigley says, you know, it was a private message. It ain't private anymore. Stephen, you know, we're broadcasting here this morning to a couple of 100,000 Stephen, people, for goodness sake.
Stephen,
so
I'm
what is the situation? Well, let me, for example, just
Stephen,
ask
listen,
this
I'm
question.
I'm sitting in England here. This is where I'm ringing you from. I just went online after I parked up. I need to get my sleep here. And I'm glad you're ringing back. And I want to say this here too. Do you see whatever the priests have done, you know, in the past, and what you're trying to say there? If they're doing wrong, the priests should not mow them anyhow. And for people that voted for the abortion, should go nowhere near church or a mass until they go.
So does this, so Father Quigley, and let me be exact here, because we're going to move on to another story here. Father Damien Quigley was talking specifically about weddings, okay? But the wider question that I would now have for the Diocese of Armagh, and indeed now for the Catholic Church, is what about all of the other issues, Kitty Holland? For example, what about the other sacraments? Can you get the last rites if you've advocated for yes?
Well, I mean, the church. Well, the church has a long history of, you know, refusing sacraments to people who it disagrees with politically and ideologically. And if they want to go down that road, it's, I suppose it's very much up to them, and then it's up to the Catholic flock to decide how people react to that. But I mean, I would have thought, from the church's point of view, they would need to have a conversation about it and talk about it. But you know, your other listener there has clearly articulated a view which I've acknowledged, which is that why would the church do any different, and why should it bow to public opinion? But I mean, it's a matter for the church.
And final point, Kitty. Final question to you before we move on this morning. Here we have a priest who is sending this message to a couple who have asked him to marry them. And his position is, I'm not talking about it because it was a private message. Is it right in your view that he is going to try to have a policy in the role of his priesthood, that he is going to enforce his views on this couple, and indeed possibly other couples, and yet not talk about it publicly?
I would have thought he should have the courage to give his convictions and discuss them. And it sort of speaks, I suppose, to the fact that, and the fact that the diocese has nothing else to add, that there is a sense that this isn't going to go down well, and I don't want to put my head any further above the parapet. But on the other hand, you know, they're doing what it says on the tin. That's Catholic teaching. And why should they discuss it? It's one of those situations, I suppose, which the church is continually having to deal with now, which is that it's coming under increasing public scrutiny and increasing public questioning, and that its authority is being questioned on a whole range of matters because of its own actions, might add, with abuse scandals and all that kind of thing. But will it accommodate to that reality? But it's probably a lot of its members are saying, well, why should we? You know, we have been here for 2,000 years. And we've done quite well. Thank you very much.
Kitty Holland, thank you very much indeed. Loads of your calls coming in about this morning.